I owe this audience an apology. I've been off Diet Coke now 2 days, but I snuck one last night.
You can tell. Okay. I can tell from the start. I mean, there's no.
You didn't slump into the room.
Yeah. You came in here ready. We were gossiping. You were into it.
I know. Just firing on all cylinders.
You were hot.
I'm wearing full denim today. Yesterday I went.
Yeah. It was clear.
I know.
Yesterday, a sweatpant and an untucked golf shirt.
A sweatpant. Oh, this is embarrassing, too. I had my checkup yesterday. Well, you know, I had a sore throat for about 10 days, so I went to that Minute Clinic for the first time. Have you been, Biggie, to a Minute Clinic?
I have, yeah.
Nice little feature.
It's nice. Yeah. I like it. I mean, it's right there in the CVS.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a little odd because you're just kind of, when you have to wait, you just sit in the CVS and you go in this tiny little room.
Yeah. You know, interestingly, that's right. You go into the CVS and there's a little area that says Minute Clinic, mm-hmm. and there's a little waiting area, 5 or 6 chairs. You sit down. And
where they used to have the blood pressure machine.
Yep. And there's a door, and there's a woman there by herself, nurse practitioner, I guess. And she came out and she said to me, "Warning, I'm running about 30 minutes behind." And she was really nice. And I said, "Hey, no problem, mm-hmm. sweetheart."
So, did you get a glimpse of the person in front of you?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they are. They're just sitting in there like, "Hello."
Yeah.
Is blood spurting on the window, the tiny window in the door.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you $5 extra for the delay.
Right. So she goes back there and does it. Now, meanwhile, 2 other people walk up. Separate from each other, but get there about the same time. And they say to me, "Can I just walk up and be treated?"
Well, that was my question. What's the protocol at Minute Clinic? Is appointments preferred or walk-ups accepted?
I've always had it where I had appointments.
Exactly. I think maybe you could theoretically just walk up, but the woman was by herself and clearly busy. And I said to my wife the night before when she was making the appointment, I said, "Can I just walk up?" And she goes, "Oh, no, we're going to make it. You have to get an appointment."
Did your mother figure go with you, or would you big boy it and go all by yourself?
She let me do it by myself.
I'm sure you had a text to you, though, with all the questions.
I did. I was allowed to go by myself.
You're grows up.
And she said, "Make sure you ask this mm-hmm. and ask that and have her do a strep test. Make sure she does a strep. And
send off the culture.
Send off the culture," all of those things. So I was ready. But the woman, 2 women walked up and said, "Do I need an appointment?" And I said, "I think you do. I have."
Okay.
Well, one just needed some paperwork filled out for her daughter who was going to be doing some sport. You know, you can do that.
Sports physicals.
Right. Yeah. And so she goes, "I don't know about insurance and all this stuff." She had a whole folder of paper. And I said, "Well, my wife says you need an appointment." And she got me one for 4:00. And it was about 4:05. And the lady said, "Well, I'm just going to hang around and see if I can ask some questions." But I thought to myself, well, you know, I made an appointment. At least my wife made an appointment.
Yeah, that's like the person who, when you're in line, mm-hmm. comes up, sidles up, and goes, "I just have a quick question."
Exactly.
Well, did you get the impression, Kelly, that she wanted to slide in front of you?
Well, that's what she did. When the woman opened the door, now we're 30 minutes later, we're all sitting there, and the woman opens the door, and the previous patient leaves, and
head bandaged.
Yeah. Blood.
Leg in a cast.
Oh, just awful. And the nurse practitioner looks at me.
Brickman.
Right. Is there a Brickman here? And before she could call my name, both those women go to her. And the one says, "My daughter needs a little sport. She needs to fill out some paperwork." And the nurse practitioner says, "You have to make an appointment. I have no time to do this. I cannot do this." She's, "I'm 30 minutes behind as it is. I've got more patients after him."
So your heart's on a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah. And the lady says, "Well, can you look and see if my insurance?" And she goes, "Ma'am, you have to have an appointment." And I cannot. And she goes, "But we're right here."
It's called a Minute Clinic, but that's really not.
That's right. That's right.
And really, there's no one but her. So exactly. It's like, there's no receptionist to be like, "Well, I'll take a look at the paperwork."
Exactly. Yeah. Well, when I got in there, the nurse practitioner told me, sometimes there are 2 of us, and one can be doing things like that while I see patients. But today, I'm by myself, And I've already seen 40 people. She's frazzled.
Great. 40 people. Wow.
She said, I've already seen 40. This is the end of the day. You know, by the time I'm seen, it's 4:30. And then she took a look in my ears and she said, this wax buildup is something like I've never seen before in my life.
Waxy buildup.
Really?
Waxy
buildup,
yeah. And I said, I'm
like
sorry.
A kitchen floor in the 1960s?
Yes. And I said, I owe you an apology. And she said, I think I may have a tool left over that'll clean out some of this wax, but I hope so. And she grabs it and she gets like a spoon.
Like an auger?
Yeah, an auger. And she gets in there.
Now don't move.
And she goes, this is
both going, ears,
both ears. And she said, this is going to hurt. And she starts digging around in there and then she pulls out a big load of wax.
Oh,
and she said, take a look at this.
Did you get a picture?
No, I didn't know. Well, you have to turn your phone off. And it was on the other side of the room. And she grabs the wax out of there.
Are you stripped to the waist?
No, she just did.
You're clothed?
Throat and ears and mild irritation. She prescribed me an antibiotic, which I'm picking up today. And hopefully that'll be the end of my worries.
Did she strep test?
She did.
Okay, good.
She strep tested. And she said, I'm just going to run it through this machine right here. And it came back negative. It was the instant. And I said, now, my wife says you need to send that off for a culture. And she said, I don't think that'll be necessary. I said, wait a bit now. Hold on.
Can we lie?
Please, said, you don't know her like I do.
You don't understand. I'll be like that person with the paperwork tomorrow. I'll be butting in going, do you remember me? Yeah. My wife sent me back for a culture.
Exactly. And she says, it's unnecessary. You don't have a fever and you don't have any pustules on your throat, so it's
okay.
There's no, and you've come back negative for strep. And I said, can you
don't know her.
I said, my wife really wants that scent off. And she said, well, it's unnecessary. And I said, well, I'm gonna tell her you sent it off if you don't mind.
Good. She said,
all right, I can't control what you do. I'm gonna write you up an antibiotic, yada yada yada. I'm out. I get home. My wife says, how'd it go? I said, great.
You're late.
I noticed you were there for a long time.
You didn't let non-appointment people buffalo their way past you, did you?
I tried, but they did buffalo their way. They were, that's a great term for it. They were buffaloing their way in. And I mean, that woman was just fighting them off. Like, no, I
just take a look at the paperwork.
Get it up.
I don't have time to look.
And sure, I can't even look down at this. And then the question. She did send that strep test off, didn't she? And I said, well, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think that's what she was doing as I walked out.
Yeah. And she looked at me and she goes, she didn't send that strep test off. I said, no, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
The pustules.
I said, there were no pustules. She goes, you're going to want that strep test. And she's going to want that sent off. That's the only thing we lack. Mm. So I'm praying this antibiotic just works, and I can just say, it was no big deal, and that's it.
Is your hearing noticeably different with the wax out?
So much better.
Interesting.
So much better. What a great point. And she said, some people do claim that their hearing gets better, and a moment later, it just like the world opened up to me. Suddenly,
I'm sure.
That makes me want to get mine checked, just for the hell of it.
There is years and years ago, I had a really... my ear was really kind of stopped up. And I, you know, like you, I thought I had a sore throat, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It was just my ears were all blocked up.
Yes.
And they did this thing where you lie in on your side and they fill up your ear with hydrogen peroxide, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flush it out with warm water. And it is like,
yes,
it's like dry cleaning your brain. Ooh. It is fantastic.
Well, she said, I would do that. But I was having pain in the ear. She goes, if you have pain in the ear, sometimes you can't tolerate that. So she said, I'm going to do it dry, but you should make an appointment with your doctor and have a flush.
Oh, do it.
If you really want to. I didn't realize there was a PA system playing music. I said, what is that beautiful? It's incredible.
Are you playing something?
It's incredible. Yes.
Playing the whole time, sir.
It was really, really nice. So I got home and I said, she prescribed me one Diet Coke and I had it. And oh my God. It was so good when it hit my throat.
The can popped and you heard it in this beautiful stereo.
I could hear it. I could hear it.
Is it possible this time to keep it to where you could have one or two a day?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try one a day, but only one a day.
I would even just, I'd move it to two for now.
Two for now.
Two for now, because
Dr. Biggie says
not,
I have two.
Listen, not in the morning.
No.
Have your Celsius in the morning.
That's what I have.
Save it for like one when you get home from work as a like, hey, I completed my work day.
Yep.
Then go do your pickleball, all that. Then come home and have one before bed.
Yeah.
And then just, what you need is a slow stream of it in your body.
Yes. Like a timed release?
Yeah, because listen, I've learned a lot about medication in the last 6 months.
Boy, has he.
I'm on a lot of them. And I'm learning that it's about keeping a slow stream of it.
Yeah.
In your body.
Keep it going through you. I love that advice. And no one knows more about health now than you.
Yeah, I've been on a journey